Report, U.S. Muslims Claim Persecuted Victimhood in Post-9/11 World. By Simon Kent on September 11, 2022. As the U.S. paused Sunday to mark the 21st anniversary of the September 11 attacks, the Anfars news agency claimed Muslim Americans suffer daily from the ramifications of Islamophobia sparked by the terrorists' deadly work on the World Trade Center in New York. Disrespect continues to be an overwhelming problem for U.S. Muslims, according to a published article on the Fars site, with former President Donald Trump labeled as a chief cause for the lack embrace of Islam and its followers. Muslims continue to be the target of hate, bullying, and discrimination as a result of the stereotypes that were perpetuated by Islamophobes and the media in the years following the 9/11 attacks. Hussam Alush, executive director of the Los Angeles chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, told the outlet. 21 years after the attacks, Muslims continue to face the threat of targeted violence, Alush further claimed. After September 11, Alush continued, there was a perfect storm of the American people and its government needing a common enemy. The unfortunate reality is there are people and organizations that benefit from perpetuating Islamophobia, bigotry, and war, he said. Zahra Jamal, associate director of Rice University's Boni Uk Institute for Religious Tolerance in Houston, told Fars some 62% of Muslims report feeling religion-based hostility and 65% felt disrespected by others. That's almost three times the percentage among Christians, said Jamal, adding, internalized Islamophobia is more prevalent among younger Muslims who have faced anti-Muslim tropes in popular culture, news, social media, political rhetoric, and in policy. This negatively impacts their self-image and mental health. She said the numbers related to discrimination against Muslims are alarming and show just how much Islamophobia has increased in the U.S. over the past 20 years. Alush said the U.S. statistics were not surprising considering the current volatile political climate in the U.S. perpetuated by former President Donald Trump during his term in office. Trump's presidency normalized being an anti-Muslim bigot. He made it socially acceptable to be overtly anti-Muslim, Alush alleged. Besides constantly retweeting anti-Muslim rhetoric from Islamophobic entities from his now permanently suspended Twitter account and stating during his campaign that he thinks Islam hates us, he also made multiple xenophobic commentary and policies about Muslim immigrants and refugees, with very little regard to their discriminatory intent, she added. Fars went on to further claim the U.S. is a natural home to discrimination against minorities. It claimed the U.S. has a long history of dehumanizing and marginalizing ethnic and religious groups, including Native Americans, African Americans, Jews, and Asian Americans. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.